Shabbat Shalom, it's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah Man. We are now about to begin the 3 weeks of Telosa Defaranusa. This is the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, the spiritual 9/11 of the Jewish people. By the way, if you look at Tisha, is the ninth, and Av, according to one calendar, is the 11th month. No kidding. So now, it comes from the book of Yirmiyahu. What's in a name? Yarim, Hashem is going to lift me up. And this is the story of his birth and of his being in two first visions. Now, he lived in the city of Jerusalem. Not only was he a Navi, a prophet, but he was also a Kohen. He was from the city of Anatot. He had a miserable life. He only lived till he was 52. He interacted with the king. So now, let's see what's going on over here. The words of Yirmiyahu, that it starts off, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, the son of Chilkiyahu. When they mentioned the father, he too was a Navi. He had Yichus, and he was from the Kohanim, from Anatot, in the state of Binyamin. Yes, the city of Anatot was located in the state of Binyamin. That now the word of Hashem comes to him in the time, in it, the way that you have a calendar in Navi is not in the year so and so and so and so, but they cross reference by who was the king at the time. Yoshiyahu ben Amon, Melech Yehuda. So Yoshiyahu was the king of Yehuda, ben Shloshishrei Shana Lemelcho, and he was 13 when he became king. So now it goes on. In the years of Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, his son, this is when the story happens. Starts off Vayehi. Bad news. Whenever you hear Vayehi, Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh, bad news. So here's some more. Here's some bad news. Well, this is why they picked it. Because we're about to have some really bad news. Nebuchadnezzar is about to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the 3 weeks leading into what you would see as Tisha B'Av. Then it says that the word of Hashem came before Yirmiyahu was born. God approaches the soul of Yirmiyahu and he says, Yirmiyahu, I need you down there. And Yirmiyahu says, I'm not interested. I don't want this job. Every Navi, somehow we read about them and they're like, I don't want to do this. They have some resistance. But then God says, I need you down there. I'll explain later. And we've all gotten these messages in our lives with that we've got to rise to the occasion above our own personal needs to serve the community. So now it says that I want you to go down and I want you to speak to the Jewish people and I want you to warn them what's going on. So the first prophecy Yirmiyahu has is about this Shkediah, this almond tree. And what is the almond tree? It is the earliest to sprout, and it is the fastest to sprout, these trees. And that, yes, Tu Bishvat, Hashkediah Porachat. This is why we sing about the almond tree. But what is it? It is said, and maybe fabled, but it is said that the Shkediah took 21 days to sprout. What else is 21 days? It is 21 days from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, which is the day that the Beis HaMikdash was breached, the walls were breached, and then till Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, when they burned, when Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzadran, the Babylonians, burned down the Beis HaMikdash. So God is warning through Yirmiyahu that you don't have a long time. Once this launches, it's going to happen quickly, very, very quickly. Then, the next part is that it says that he saw this vision of this gigantic cauldron, and that the cauldron was up north, and it was spilling over and pouring hot lava, hot chulent, whatever it was, and that it was going to destroy the land of Israel, the city of Jerusalem. That, figuratively, is the wrath, the power, the energy of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of the Babylonians, that he is going to surround, siege, starve, murder, break into the walls of Israel's holy temple, Beit HaMikdash. He will then burn it down and exile the people. Whammo! Seven things. So now, God is telling Yirmiyahu, go out there and deliver the communication without fear of the response. These people are mad. They don't listen. And there's going to be some spiritual accounting going on over here. And they're going to fall short. And they're going to lose their privilege to live in the land of Israel. And they were going to be exiled. However, the Haftarah ends on the following up note. Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem, Reishis Tevuasa, Kol Ochlov Yeshamu Ra'ah, Tavo Aleihem Ne'um Hashem. So what is it saying? It says, listen, Israel is God's first fruits, and that anybody that brings harm to her, I will destroy them. So you have this privileged position, yet because you have not done teshuvah, you are going to suffer. So this is the beginning of the 3 weeks of calamity before Tisha B'Av. Shabbat Shalom. I will not say enjoy the Haftarah, but at least get the spiritual meaning.